We welcome you to the Lutheran Prayer Hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Setting of the Beatitudes from Matthew 5 by Arvo Pärt.
Thank you.
reading from 1 John, the 3rd chapter. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Who is doing the calling? That's the question. The world does not know us, says St. John, but the world will still call us Christians many things. They will call it as they see it. They'll pounce on our failures. They'll judge by the standards of strength. They will laugh, and they'll rarely wait to understand us before they attack us. Those who are of the world call things as they see them. They describe, and then they ridicule. That isn't a great power before the Lord, but in this world it sure makes quite an impact. Why do you wear the clothes that you wear? Why are the tags and the brand labels on the outside? Why do you speak one way in church but another elsewhere? It is because appearances are what count on earth. Your reputation is given to you by others, and you are afraid of being discounted, afraid of being called any number of names or labels. Slowly but surely, the world conforms us to itself. It brings us into its game. It makes us live for its praise, its favor, and the right to be called by its name. But then along comes All Saints' Day. Then comes the day where everything is white. Then comes the Lord's Word. Blessed are the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the merciful. Would anyone call us a peacemaker, a merciful person? Pure not just in word and deed, but in heart. Then comes the Lord's word, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the hungry, the thirsty. Do we desire to be called any of these things? Then comes the Lord's word, blessed are the meek, the persecuted, the reviled, the slandered. And hasn't the world taught us never to put up with such things? Aren't we tired? Don't we deserve more and greater than to be meek? Not if we would be saints. That is the point of the Beatitudes and the vision from Revelation. And that is the great joy that John exclaims in today's epistle. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The Lord's word is quite a different thing than the world's. It is not an assessment. It's not an observation. The Lord does not look down and see saints. He sees who we really are better than we do, so blinded as we are by the world's desire to be recognized and called by its best names, successful, happy, famous, or nice. If God were to call us anything in the way the world does call us, according to our accomplishments, our intentions, our integrity, it could only be far worse than whatever our neighbors can hold against us. But see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. He does not call us his children because we are. He calls us his children, and therefore we are. It is because of the Lord's declaration, his word, that we should not only have the name children of God, but actually be children of God. Just as surely as when he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So he said, "Be clean," and we are. "Inherit my kingdom," and we have become heirs. "Be holy as I am holy," and we are saints. The world does not know us because it does not know him. It does not know that to be holy, to be a saint, is not an object for ridicule. Nor is it a superhuman feat accomplished only by a few. Holiness does not come from men. "Thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord," we sing. To be holy means to belong to God, to be set apart for him, to be his. And so we are. He has sanctified us, and he is sanctifying us, because he has made us his own. We are known by him and claimed by him. He has called us by his name. So who then are these, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands? St. John couldn't make that call. Wisely he said, "Lord, you know." For the Lord calls the saints. He makes them holy. He declares them righteous and adopts them as children of the Father. These are they which have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are the Lord's. They are holy. They are saints. He has called them. So most surely they are. And Jesus says as much in the Beatitudes also. He calls his own blessed, and his words are not a laundry list of descriptions, they are his powerful, creative word to bless. No one can throw themselves into a poverty of spirit or grief so as to deserve the gifts that the Lord names, just as no one can boast of their meekness without stopping to be meek. These are the Lord's powerful word, making you blessed, sanctifying you. If they are a description of anyone, they are a description of Christ himself. Blessed then are the ones who have Jesus as their blessedness. You are washed in the blood of your substitute, the Lamb who comes in the name of the Lord, and he has set you apart for himself. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. We must endure the countless voices in this life calling us anything but saints. As far as our eyes can see, they surely have to be right. We know our sins, we know our weakness, we know grief and sorrow that seems to have no end. But the Lord has called us, and we can't deny that calling. He has declared us forgiven. He has claimed us as his own, holy to the Lord. What we will be has not yet appeared. And yet John records and tells us of this great multitude that no one can number, singing their joyful praise to the Lamb beyond all tears and sinning. That is what we will be. And although it has not yet appeared, we are God's children already now by faith, by trusting in the Lord's declaration that we are absolved, and trusting that declaration over the world's many words and even our own consciences. God is greater than our heart, and His Son's blood cleanses us from all sin. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. We are now God's children, and so we are, for the Father has called us. All Saints' Day is when we confess and remember that we believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. The church in heaven and the church on earth are united. What we have received by faith, by the Lord's promise and call, they now have by sight. But when Christ appears, we and they will all be like Him and see Him as He is. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. For we will at last see ourselves also as He sees us, as St. John saw us, as the Father has declared us in Jesus, blessed, holy, without spot or wrinkle, free from all of the world's tribulation and slander, free also from our own fears and unbelief. See what love the Father has for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this night. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lutheran Prayer Hour is brought to you each Sunday morning by the Lutheran Churches of the Missouri Synod in the Wahpeton-Breckenridge area. This morning's broadcast was conducted by the Reverend Sean Denzer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Barney, North Dakota. If you have no church of your own, we extend a cordial invitation to worship with us at Peace. Divine service is held every Sunday at 10:30, with Sunday school before at 9:30 and Bible study following the service. If you have any questions regarding the Bible or the Lutheran Church or any comment regarding this morning's broadcast, kindly address them to KBMW 605 Dakota Avenue, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.